I think when we get to a great feast like the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, especially with these particular readings that we have, we get a wonderful opportunity to kind of explore and to see kind of into the lives of some of our great saints. You know, because Mary's heart was born immaculate. It was born clean and free of all sin, and which really is something to celebrate. However, you notice that that one thing that having that immaculate heart with which she was born didn't mean that she wasn't going to experience difficulties, didn't mean that she wasn't going to make mistakes. It just meant that she was pure of heart and free of sin in order to deal with those mistakes and sometimes those different things. Of course, this is one of the sorrows of Mary, you know, the finding of Jesus at the temple. Can you imagine the conversation that had happened between Mary and Joseph and during those 4 days when they were looking for him? I can see him just kind of going back and forth. You know, we lost God's son. We've got to get this straightened out. But I think also what it does is it gives us an opportunity, and I think it's very, very humbling, is to see that both Mary and Joseph, arguably two of the greatest saints in the church ever, period, explanation point, were very, very human just like us. Because what this particular feast shows us is that, you know, from time to time, and this was not out of negligence on their part, it wasn't out of malice, it wasn't out of neglect, it was basically what happened. They were with their entire family, they were with their whole village, pretty much all of Nazareth would have been on this pilgrimage with them. They would have been out, they would have been celebrating because it was a holy festival that they were going to, you know, the annual trip to Jerusalem for the to the temple to make their main supplications and their main prayers. And it really was a big, like, carnival atmosphere. The whole town was moving. And basically what I like to think what happened is that during the course of everyday life, Mary and Joseph got caught up into things so much and were having so much of a good time that they lost sight of what was important in their life. They lost sight of Jesus, even just for a moment. And to me, when I hear, you know, when I can see that and I can see that they can make a mistake like that, I think sometimes, and that's all it was a simple mistake, that, you know, sometimes that's a great example for us to see that even though they can do that, we can be saints just like they can. We can do that. And there's also another great lesson that comes with this particular gospel. And that's that notice when they got busy with everyday life, when they got caught up with family and friends and all of the things that were going on around them, and they lost sight of Jesus, where did they go to find him? To the temple. They went and found him, and of course, Jesus' answer, and you have to know that even when Jesus was given that particular answer, didn't you know I would be at my Father's house doing, you know, all, upon my Father's business, basically, that Jesus' mom, I was still, I got a feeling that Mary was kind of looking at him using the, you know, the full name. Like for me, it would have come out as Michael Patrick, you know, or, you know, I'm sure that you get that voice. But, you know, she says, why did you put us through all of this? But still, he's at the temple. And the lesson for us is that we can, and I don't know about you, but in my day-to-day life and at times, I forget and I lose track of what's the most important thing in my life is sometimes, and that's my relationship with Jesus. And over the course of the years, and I was so fortunate that that was one of the things that my parents instilled in me when I was growing up, that, hey, look, you know, life is going to be difficult. Just like Mary and Joseph experienced difficulties, we will experience difficulties. And when those hard times come, there are a couple different ways that you can handle it. You can either try to, you know, be that great American individualist and I can handle this on my own. You know, but really, if we look at the difficulties that Mary and Joseph faced and we go to the temple, we come to church, you know, it's in this community of believers. It's when we come together and worship. It's when we are fortified by, you know, the sacraments that we receive. When we've made those, when we've really gone off the reservation, and when we've lost sight of Jesus so much that we fall into really serious sin and we really mess up, we've got an opportunity to go to confession, to start over, to hear God's loving message, his forgiveness to us, and then also to receive, you know, his most body and blood, to receive every bit of Jesus's substance, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, to come into our heart and to help us change to become the people that we want. But it was really what my parents taught me, is when the chips are down, go to church. As a matter of fact, that's what one of my favorite priest friends, who long before I was thinking about becoming a priest, and he wasn't a very preachy guy. You know, sometimes we get that way. You know, it's an occupational hazard. But when I would see him around town, I would see him quite often because I was involved with Scouts. Just every now and then, he'd walk up, and when we'd say hi, he'd just ask me, he said, "Are you going to church?" And I'd say, "No." He'd say, "Go to church." And that would be the end of his preaching to me. I mean, that was about 15 years. You know, that's what it was. And then, sure enough, when the chips were down, when I was having a difficult time, I came back and I found Jesus in the temple. And that was really what kind of got me on the way to doing what I do now, because I was able to experience that, and I was grateful for that lesson. So that's what we need to remind the people out there. I'm fairly certain that many of you might have sons or daughters or friends or people you know who have fallen away from the practice of their faith. And rather than kind of harping on them about it, when the opportunity presents itself, and I guarantee you that for each and every one of us, life will eventually get difficult enough that we're going to need some place to turn, you know, it can be as simple as just giving them the reminder, hey, you know, when things are bad and when things are really tough for me, I just go to church, and it does make things better. You know, remind them that even when Mary and Joseph were having probably the worst time, or at that point in their lives anyway, were having the worst moments of their life, where did they turn? They went to the temple, and they found Jesus there, where he will always be waiting, you know, where he was waiting for them, and he will always be waiting for us. He's here in our midst. He's here in this congregation. He's here in the tabernacle. But he's always here to give us the strength and the power and the support that we need. So let's just, you know, let's remember that ourselves and remember to pass that good news on.